It's time again for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Shaylee Peters, and this week we visit with District 2 Director Tyson Nargis. And Tyson, you were recently in Washington, D.C. for the Winter Conference, and the timing was kind of impeccable because you were there as the Phase 1 trade deal got signed with China and for USMCA as well. Tell us a little bit more, though, about what exactly you were doing in D.C. for your Winter Conference.
Yeah, so we were had the opportunity to make it back to D.C., and needless to say, there's not a lack of things going on. It was with all the circus going around with the impeachment hearings and all the congressional folks being busy, we were able to sit down with some of our congressional folks when we got there and talked with them, and it was kind of an exciting week in D.C. just because here we are signing the China Phase 1 deal, along with the passage of the USMCA. So there was not a lack of things to talk about while we were there. So we were able to talk with the congressional folks on Tuesday, and we had a good conversation with each and every one of them. And so it's always nice to relate our message and the things that we could see done for agriculture, in specific the wheat industry. So we did that. And then the rest of the week, we had meetings with U.S. Wheat and also joint meetings with the National Association of Wheat Growers. So it was a good week. We talked a lot about trade, about what U.S. Wheat and NOG, short for the wheat growers, what they're doing on behalf of us to hopefully get some more products sold out of the country.
And you talk about being able to meet with representatives, but why is that so important, do you think, being able to actually be in D.C., have those conversations, and what was maybe their reaction, or did you get any feedback from them?
Well, we're pretty fortunate here in Nebraska to have our five representatives really understand what agriculture does for the state. So just to pretty much reiterate what these trade deals mean to us is something that's not new to them. But it's always refreshing to allow us to give them that message directly instead of hearing it through everybody else through phone calls, emails. So it's great that we've got representation that understands it. They keep talking about the points of how much these trade deals are really going to hopefully affect our overall cash prices for commodities here in the state of Nebraska.
And finally, we did mention again the fact that you were there in such a historic week, I guess, as far as agriculture is concerned. Certainly so for this year, because so much of trade has been in limbo, and finally seeing something fairly concrete being put into place. Talk about the environment in D.C. while you were there.
Correct. So I guess the big word would be excitement, I guess. So there's still a lot of unknowns with a few of these deals. With the China Phase 1 deal, we're still kind of trying to play out how that's all going to work and how their purchasing power is going to affect our cash prices. So that's something that's still kind of up in the air, and we're still trying to figure out. The USMCA, obviously for the wheat industry, we have a very close trading relationship with Mexico. And so a lot of our hard red winter wheats head south to Mexico. So it's kind of nice to know that we're going to have that, yet that's still not finalized. We're still waiting for President Trump to sign that. And also Canada needs to take it up and pass it as well. So it's not over yet. The end is in sight, but we're very hopeful that it gets done in a short period of time. Along with those trade deals, it's kind of interesting. Wheat's been a commodity that's kind of struggled over the last 5 years. And there's a lot of market indicators that are starting to show that we may be in position to get rid of some of the wheat here domestically in our export markets due to some production problems throughout the world and just some currency changes as well. So I think for wheat, a lot of trade folks and also market analysts have a lot of good things to say on the future in the coming year for wheat prices. So that's something that we're very much looking forward to, because cash flows on wheat just haven't been very good the last few years. So I guess, again, sum it up as excitement. So we're waiting for these things to kind of finalize, and hopefully that we can boost some prices into the wheat market.
All right. Thank you so much, Tyson Nargis. Again, he is our District 2 Director for the Nebraska Wheat Board with this week's Nebraska Wheat Report. I'm Shaylee Peters.